Time now for Musical Notes. My guest is Clay Hillman. Clay, it's a pleasure to have you in with me.
Hi, Chris. Pleasure to be here.
You are some kind of an awesome musician, let me just say that.
Thank you.
For those who don't know you and who don't know the talents and gifts that you possess, would you give me a little background on your musical history, your musical life? Like, did you start playing when you were 6 months old?
No, not 6 months.
Okay.
Actually, my mom played a lot of music and played the piano. And yeah. She wanted us siblings to take piano lessons. So at 7 years old, we started taking piano lessons. And after about maybe, four years into it or something, you know, we all kind of felt like quitting. And what she didn't tell us when we started, but then she told us after 4 years of taking it, she says, well, you know, when you take piano lessons, you just take for 8 years. It's just you can't quit because everybody takes for 8 years.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like a real subtle way of ensuring that we at least took long enough to know whether or not we should quit.
Yeah.
So if it was up to me, I probably would not be here. But because of her wisdom, then here I am.
And how lucky for the rest of us. Everyone as a child was like, oh, no!
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. I've been trying to get Bruce down at Good Times to put up a big banner above where he teaches lessons, or he has people come in and teach lessons. And there should be a big banner that says, I'm so glad I quit music lessons, said no one ever. Yeah. Well, it's funny, too, because my family didn't really, we weren't really surrounded with music. I mean, my mom played and, you know, we would hear music at church, but my dad listened to talk radio. My mom never had music playing like around other than what she played.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting that we were really raised with very few influences except for what we started bringing home on cassette tape. And so that's always been kind of interesting to me. In fact, now I've taught lessons usually just to younger kids. But what I usually tell them is if you practice for a half hour, you should be listening to 5 hours of music. You know, for every half hour you practice, you need to be listening to 5 times the amount or more. Because I think that if you want your music to sound really authentic and polished and professional, you should be listening to authentic, polished, professional music a lot. So that when you play, you're just trying to emulate what you're hearing. It's very important. You know, it's sort of like if you're an author, you should be reading. You know, if you're a filmmaker, you should be watching movies. If you're a musician, you should be listening to a heck of a lot of music. All kinds. Not just what you're interested in, but like everything, you know. And never write off a genre. Like a lot of people will say, well, I just hate country music or something. Or I hate rap. And it's a little bit, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot, I think. You should be really exposing yourself to absolutely as much as possible. Because even if you don't like the genre, there's always going to be something about it that could influence you and take your music in a very different direction. I remember being at a church once, and it was a fairly conservative church. And a guy sat down at the piano, and he was going to play, you know, what they call special music. And first he played a C note. And he said, this is a note from a classical piece. And then he played the same note again. And he said, this is a note from a country song. And then he played the same note again. And he said, this is the note from a rap song. And what he was trying to say is, it's just music. You know, it's all just, it comes down to, it's just music.
That's a great lesson also.
Yeah.
What other wisdom? What other things?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, this is great fun for me. I'm learning all kinds of things.
Well, good.
And that's a real, I like that lesson because it's simple. And as you're telling me, C in this song, or, you know, in this genre.
It's still a C. A C is a C. You know, music is music. So, yeah. Now, of course, it affects people different ways. You know, rap has a tendency to perhaps, well, I won't talk about rap because I don't listen to a lot of rap.
Yeah.
But I listen to a lot of electronic music and a lot of jazz. And my favorite artist of all time would be Tom Waits. Because I think he is really kind of my hero in terms of just pushing through what the audience expects and giving him what he is as an artist.
Our guest this week on Musical Notes is Clay Hillman. This particular piece is off of the CD Still Life.
I guess, again, something I learned from Tom Waits, you don't necessarily have to give them what they expect, but if you give them what you think they should have, I think it turns out better. I feel much better about it myself, and no one's really complaining about it. I used to get really offended at requests, actually, when I was a lot younger, because it was like, what's wrong with what I'm doing? Like what I'm doing?
Right.
Or, you know, I'd be like, Billy Joel, well, you know, there's a jukebox next door. You could just put a dollar in and Billy Joel will play you that song. It's a little bit of a jerk about it. But, you know, it became kind of like, what's, you know, I'm playing a song I wrote, you know. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Plus, people that do requests, I mean, there's musicians around here that can do it because they've just got a huge arsenal of songs in their in their quiver. But that's taken a lot of time to learn all those songs. I learned like five, and I play the crap out of them.
Right.
Yeah, until I'm tired of it, and then I try to move on to something else. But if you find a good enough song, there's so much to explore. It's like I live out in Chassel, about 5 miles out of Chassel, and we live right on the corner of a square mile of wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, more than that, but that's what I've chosen to just discover. And in that square mile of forest, there is so much to see. And even if you walk the same trail every day, it's different every time. And so I guess that's how I think about, like, a good song is like that forest or even like that trail. I'm going to see something different every time.
Tell me about Toy Boat.
Toy Boat.
Mm-hmm.
That is a song I wrote back when I was probably 18 or 19. I was still taking lessons with that guy Rick in Portland. I don't know how I stumbled across it. This is a composition I wrote. It's quite fast. I didn't write it so much because of the melody, but because it's like, I don't know how else to explain it. It's what my right hand wanted to do. It wanted to play those notes in that order because I could do it fast without practicing it. It's like my hand already kind of knew how to do that. And so there's Toy Boat. It's difficult to play if you're learning, if you're an accomplished musician. I mean, it's pretty simple, little, almost like a children's song. But I called it Toy Boat, of course, because it's a tongue twister. And the song is a bit of a tongue twister or a finger twister.
I like how your mind works.
Yeah. And that ended up on my very first recording, which I did out in Portland, and it's all my own compositions. And it's probably the most requested song off of there. But maybe that's just because it's the first song and nobody bothers to listen to the rest of it.
What was it like after you had your first recording of Toy Boat? For you to listen to.
Yeah, I remember where I was. It was in this guy's basement. He was a piano player that would actually, he was a street performer, believe it or not, that pushed around a piano. And I got to talking to him, and he had this basement set up. He had a little, like a baby grand in there. He had like a parachute hanging from the ceiling. He had candles going. He had a guy come over with this really nice recording equipment. I played Toy Boat. So there's Toy Boat. It's difficult to play. If you're learning, if you're an accomplished musician, I mean, it's pretty simple, little, almost like a children's song. But I called it Toy Boat, of course, because it's a tongue twister, and the song is a bit of a tongue twister or a finger twister.
I like how your mind works.
Yeah. And that ended up on my very first recording, which I did out in Portland, and it's all my own compositions. I composed everything on there, or improvised. It's both, or a good mix. Toy Boat is not improvised, really. That's pretty much just, that's how it goes. When I was 19, I recorded that, and it's probably the most requested song off of there. But maybe that's just because it's the first song and nobody bothers to listen to the rest of it.
Thank you.
Our guest today on Musical Notes is Clay Hillman. We'll be back in just a few moments. Stay tuned.